This is Terry Mackley with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. We start with strings from Glenn Miller and Al Bowley. We swing along with Rich Tihimba next, but Mose Allison doesn't want us talking. Frank Sinatra is taking a chance while Ruth Brown is taking care of business, and the Claude Hopkins Orchestra are up to some monkey business. We go on safari with Stan Kenton and find ourselves in South Africa with the Four Lads and Georgie Fame. We get bars from the Andrews Sisters and Noel Coward. We pick ourselves up with Fred Astaire and welcome everybody with Eddie Cochran and Blind John Davis. And we finish as we started with Glenn Miller and A Farewell. We begin with a tune that was a number one hit for Glenn Miller in 1942, A String of Pearls. A String of Pearls was composed by the prolific arranger and composer Jerry Gray. The Glenn Miller Band! Band in 1942, A String of Pearls. We continue to unravel the string with this next one. Harry Warren and Al Dubin's 1934 song, I'll String Along With You, has lasted well into the 21st century with many recordings over the years in between. The song was written for the film 20 Million Sweethearts. In the film, Dick Powell plays a singing waiter. who becomes a big radio star and whose wife feels she's losing out to his 20 million female fans. There were 8 versions of I'll String Along With You released in 1934, among them this one by Al Boley with Ray Noble's New Mayfair Orchestra. I'll String Along With You.
Are so few, but until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love song to, and until the day that one comes along, I'll sing my song to you. For every little fault that you have, say I've got 3 or 4. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more and more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
With Ray Noble's orchestra, I'll string along with you. Not stringing along now, but swinging along with another song from 1934. Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra. When Love Comes Swinging Along. Joey Nash is the vocalist.
And goes, world's full of babies with arrows and bows. When love comes swinging along, each kiss is a tonic, you don't mind the rain. There's something symphonic in any old string. rain when love comes swinging along. You sing, it's spring, you've never seen the sky so sunny before. And you're quite sure if it's not paradise, it must be next door. You're light as a feather, you're walking on air. So whether the weather is cloudy or fair, you can't go wrong when love comes swinging along.
When Love Comes Swinging Along, Richard Himber's Ritz-Carlton Orchestra featuring Joey Nash. The Second Hand Songs website lists 279 recordings of the 1930 song Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. This is just one of them, the Mose Allison Trio in 1962.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone, though our love is ended from now on. If you can't say anything real nice, just don't talk at all, that's my advice. You go your way, I'll go mine, it's better that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Mine, it's better that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me, just do without me. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
The Mose Allison Trio, Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. Ethel Waters was the first to record Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone, and it was her who also introduced the song Taking a Chance on Love. Taking a Chance on Love was written by Vernon Duke, John Latouche and Ted Fetter for the all-African-American 1940 Broadway musical Cabin in the Sky. Several songs from the show were released as a three-record set under the title The Music of Cabin in the Sky featuring Ethel Waters. Ethel Waters repeated her performance of the song in the 1943 film of Cabin in the Sky. The song has found its way into the standard repertoire. Frank Sinatra recorded this classic version for his 1954 10-inch album Swing Easy, an album that began his long association with Nelson Riddle as musical arranger. Frank Sinatra in a great swinging arrangement from Nelson Riddle, Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cars were a frame-up, I never would try. Now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, about to take that trip again. I got that grip again, taking a chance on love. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. I'm in the groove again, taking a chance on love. I walk around with a horseshoe, in clover I lie. And brother rabbit, of course you better kiss your foot goodbye. On that ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love.
Frank Sinatra in 1954 with a great Nelson Riddle arrangement of Taking a Chance on Love. Ruth Brown is not taking any chances, as she is taking care of business. Here she is in 1959 with a cracking band directed by Howard Biggs, one of the great names of early R&B. Ruth Brown, Taking Care of Business. Turn up the wick on your wireless set for this one.
Now the sun rises in the morning, the moon shines at night. Then the stars get together. They give lovers a moonlit night. When everything is business, business makes the world go round. Now there's a time to do some hugging.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a time to rub and scrub.
Oh, yeah.
Now there's a time to get together.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a time to make love.
Oh, yeah.
Well, take care of business. Business makes the world go round. Oh, there's a time and there's a place. Oh, gee, take haste. One thing at a time. You know haste makes waste. You better take care of business. You gotta go on the green, slow down on the yellow, and take it easy in between. Just take care of business. Business makes the world go round. You better take care of business. Business makes the world go round. Just take.
Oh, yes, Ruth Brown, Taking Care of Business. Now, one of the tightest and most swingiest of the mid-1930s bands, the Claude Hopkins Orchestra, Monkey Business, a tune written by Hopkins and trombone player Fred Norman.
Thank you.
called Hopkins Orchestra, Monkey Business. So, after that monkey business, perhaps we ought to go on a safari. This is the Stan Kenton Band, allegedly recorded live at the Rendezvous Ballroom, Balboa Beach, California, with the track titled Safari. However, there has been a suggestion that although the Kenton Band was playing nightly at the Rendezvous Ballroom in 1941, these tracks were put together in the studios of either KNBC in San Francisco or KVOE in Santa Ana by DJ Jimmy Lyons, founder of the Monterey Jazz Festival and publicity agent for the Rendezvous Ballroom at the time. Nevertheless, a very nice track from the Stan Kenton Band. Safari.
Chico's trumpet and Jack's afro now lead the Kenton 14 on a bit of a musical trek. It's Safari.
Stan Kenton Band in 1941, Safari. And so, we find ourselves in South Africa, or should I say, Southern Africa, as this song originated in what is now Zimbabwe. This is Skalkion. Skalkion is or was an illegally made non-alcoholic drink. The tune with that title was first recorded in 1947 as a saxophone and trumpet instrumental by the African Dance Band of the Cold Storage Commission of Southern Rhodesia. It was in 1954 that the tune really took off when a recording made by Auguste Musuruwa and the Bulawayo Sweet Rhythm Band was released in South Africa, and a copy was taken to the US by an airline pilot and given to Bill Randall of the radio station WERE in Cleveland. The tune was picked up by a number of bands, and English lyrics were added for this version by the Four Lads, which became a number one hit. The Four Lads, Skalkion.
Skalkion, 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 Skalkion. Kian, sko, Kian, sko, Kian, sko, Kian, sko, Kian. Oh, far away in Africa, happy, happy Africa. They sing a bingo, bango, bingo. They have a ball and really go. Skokian, Skokian, Skokian. Oh, take a trip to Africa, any ship to Africa. Come on along and learn the lingo. Beside a jungle bungalow, Skokian, Skokian, Skokian. Hot drums are drumming, the hot strings are strumming, and warm lips are blissful, they're kissful of Skokian. Oh, if you go to Africa, happy, happy Africa, you'll linger longer like a kingo. Right in the jungle on
Skokie, 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 Skokien. Okie dokie, anybody can. Skokie, Skokie, man oh man oh man. You'll sing a bingo, bango, bingo in hokey pokey Skokien. Skokien.
Oh, far away in Africa, happy, happy Africa. They sing a bingo, bango, bingo. They have a ball and really go. Oh,
take a trip to Africa. Any ship to Africa. Come on along and learn the lingo. Beside a jungle bungalow. Hot drums are drumming, the hot strings are strumming, and warm lips are blissful, they're kissful of Skokian. Oh, if you go to Africa, happy, happy Africa, you'll linger longer like a kingo, right in the jungle bungalow.
Skokian, 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 Skokian,
oh.
You're listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s, and that was The Four Lads with Skokian. Now a tune originally recorded by another South African band. Tom Hark was first recorded by Elias and his Zigzag Jive Flutes, a South African band formed by Penny Whistler's Jack and his brother Elias Lerole, and released in 1956. It became a hit in the UK when it was used as the theme for the television show The Killing Stones. Apparently, Tom Hark is the corruption of the word tomahawk, a weapon carried by South African street kids for protection. In 1964, the bluebeat craze was at its height, bluebeat being the British version of reggae music. This is Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames in 1964, live at the Flamingo Club in London with their Tom Hark Goes Blue Beat.
Right now, Tom Hark, hear me, hear me. I, right now. Right now, 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 Tom Hark. My man, Tom Hark. My man, Tom Hark. Yeah now, Tom Hark. My man, Tom Hark.
Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames there, with their take on a song that started life in 1956 in South Africa, Tom Hark, and that was a bluebeat version, Tom Hark Goes Bluebeat. Now the Andrews Sisters in 1940 with a different sort of beat, Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar.
In a little honky-tonky village in Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. He can play piano anywhere that you like it, but the way he likes to play is 8 to the bar. When he plays, it's a ball, he's the daddy of them all. The people gather around when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he beats puts the cats in a trance.
nobody there bothers to dance, but when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, "Oh, feed me, Daddy, A to the bar." A plink, a plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the key. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, riff, rap, a riffin' out with E. And when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, "Oh, feed me, Daddy, A to the bar." He plays a boogie, he plays A to the bar, the boogie woogie. That is the way he likes to play on his piano. And we all know that when he plays, he puts them all in a trance. The cats all holler hooray. You hear them say, "Beat me, Daddy, A to the bar." Texas, there's a guy who plays the best piano by far. When he plays with the bass and guitar, they all beat me up, Daddy, beat me, Daddy, ache to the bar. The people gather around when he gets upon the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm that he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there ever bothers to dance, but when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, "Oh, feed me, Daddy, A to the bar." A plink, plink, a plank, plank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the keys. A rip, rip, a rap, rap, a rip, rap, rip, rap, a rippin' out with these. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, "Oh, feed me, Daddy, A to the bar."
The Andrews Sisters in 1940. And now a different sort of bar. This is Noel Coward in 1955, live in Las Vegas, with the story of Mrs. Wentworth Brewster's adventures in a bar on the Piccola Marina.
Now I should like to sing you a new song that I wrote only just last summer when I was having a holiday on the island of Capri. Each evening I used to sit on the piazza and watch these hordes of middle-aged ladies arriving by every boat, obviously all set to have themselves a ball. So startled was I by this rather macabre spectacle that I wrote this song about a respectable British matron who discovered in the nick of time that life was for living. I'll sing you a song, it's not very long, its moral may disconcert you, of a mother and wife who most of her life was famed for domestic virtue. She had two strapping daughters and a rather dull son, and a much duller husband who at 61 elected to retire and later on expire. Sing hallelujah, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no. He joined the feathered choir. Having laid him to rest by special request in the family mausoleum, as his widow repaired to the home they had shared, her heart sang a gay te deum. And then in the middle of the funeral wake, while adding some liquor to the tipsy cake, she briskly cried, "That's done, my life's at last begun." Sing hallelujah, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, hey nonny no, it's time I had some fun. Today, though hardly a jolly day, at least has set me free. We'll all have a lovely holiday on the island of Capri. In a bar on the Piccola Marina, life called to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster. Fate beckoned her and introduced her into a rather queer, unfamiliar atmosphere. She'd just sit there propping up the bar beside a fisherman who sang to a guitar. When accused of having gone too far, she merely cried, "Funiculi, just fancy me, funicula." When he bellowed, "Che bella signorina," sheer ecstasy at once produced a wild shriek from Mrs. Wentworth Brewster, changing her whole demeanor. When both her daughters and her son said, "Please come home, Mama," she answered rather bibulously, "Who do you think you are? Nobody can afford to be so loudy bloody da in a bar on the Piccolo Marina." Every fisherman cried, "Viva, viva, and che ragazza!" When she sat on the grand piazza, everybody would rise. Every fisherman sighed, "Viva, viva, che bell'inglese!" Someone even said, "Whoops-a-daisy," which was quite a surprise. Each evening, with some light excuse and beaming with goodwill, she'd just slip into something loose and totter down the hill to that bar on the Piccolo Marina, where love came to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster. Hot flushes of delight suffused her. Right round the bend she went, picture her astonishment. Day in, day out, she would gad about, because she felt she was no longer on the shelf. Night out, night in, knocking back the gin, she cried, "Hurrah, funiculi, funicula, funic yourself." Just for fun, three young sailors from Messina bowed low to Mrs. Wentworth Brewster, said "Scusi," and abruptly goosed her. Then there was quite a scene. Her family in floods of tears cried, "Leave these men, Mama." She said, "They're just high-spirited, like all Italians are. And most of them have a great deal more to offer than Papa in a bar on the Piccolo Marina."
Now occurred live in Las Vegas in 1955 with a bar on the Piccolo Marina. In 1935, Ginger Rogers performed the Irving Berlin song "The Piccolino" in the film Top Hat. The film also starred Fred Astaire, who released his own version of the song shortly after the film was released. The song has attracted a number of other singers. Mel Torme recorded this version in 1956 with the Marty Paich Dectet, "The Piccolino."
By the Adriatic waters, Phoenician sons and daughters are strumming a new tune upon their guitars. It was written by a Latin, a gondolier who sat in his home out in Brooklyn and gazed at the stars. He sent his melody across the sea to Italy, and we know they wrote some words to fit that catchy bit and christened it the Piccolino. And we know that it's the reason why everyone this season is strumming and humming a new melody. Casino and hear them play the Piccolino. Dance with your bambino to the strains of the catchy Piccolino. Drink your glass of vino And when you've had your plate of scallopino, make them play the piccolino, that catchy piccolino, and dance to the strains of that new melody. The piccolino.
Mel Torme with Irving Berlin's song The Piccolino, which featured in the 1935 film Top Hat, where it was sung by Ginger Rogers. The year after Top Hat, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers made Swing Time. In that film, they performed Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern's song Pick Yourself Up. Fred Astaire recorded this version with Johnny Green and his orchestra of Pick Yourself Up for commercial release.
Teach me something, nice teacher, teach me something. I'm as awkward as a camel, that's not the worst. My 2 feet haven't met yet, but I'll be teacher's pet yet, 'cause I'm going to learn to dance or burst. I'll get that thing yet. Nothing's impossible I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Can't lose my confidence if I slip, I'm grateful for a pleasant trip. I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. I'll work like a soul inspired, till the battle of the day is won. Though I am sick and tired, I will stick till the job is done. When I remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again, I take a deep breath, pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again.
Yourself up, Fred Astaire with a song that appeared in the 1936 film Swing Time. Bessie Smith probably needs to pick herself up now. This is Bessie Smith in 1929 with Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Spending my money, I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to go. Get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles if I'd ever get on my feet again. Then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you down and out. I mean, when you down and
Smith in 1929 with probably what is the definitive version of that song, although it had been written several years earlier. And was that Bubba Miley on trumpet there? We don't know who was in the band. Eddie Cochran has a message now for everybody. Eddie Cochran. Another song about everybody now. In 1951, blues pianist and vocalist Blind John Davis was touring in Europe with Big Bill Brunsey. While they were in Paris, French record label Vogue asked John Davis to record some tracks for them. One of those tracks was this, Everybody Got the Blues.
Thank you.
Blind John Davis, recorded in Paris in 1951. Everybody Got the Blues. And we finish, as we started, with the Glenn Miller Band, appropriately with Farewell Blues. The Glenn Miller Band in 1940. To me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, why not go to my website, www.terrygmackley.com. I do hope you can join me right here for the next edition of Cafe American.